Well, it's limited to products and services, for one, as you will, I mean, you yourself said it, right? You want ideas for new products or services that typically relate to what you're already doing. But more generally, is if you have really this, if you're really banking on creating an innovation, and you want to use an idea tournament, I guess you're accepting that innovations are recognizable outside, right? So, meaning that the moment someone presents you with a crude idea of what might become an innovation, you'll be able to tell, oh my God, this is a real innovation. And I'm sorry, that has never happened. I even actually run this exercise in my classes and in programs outside of academia where I show them innovations, the very last prototype, already tangible, before that thing became an innovation. I ask them, which one of these survived? And the whole room goes into a chatter and nobody can agree which one survived. Even though in my examples, all of them did. And I showed them the iPhone, I showed them the laser, I showed them polymerase chain reaction, and no one can tell at that stage whether that will be revolutionary. And that's actually good news, because the work that makes something revolutionary is yet to be done. It's something you actually do. It's not something that's there. And nowadays, people put an outsized burden on the ideas. They need to be disruptive, earth-shattering, immediately clear. They need to be big markets. And, you know, an idea is just an idea. You come up with them in 5 minutes. Demanding so much from an idea is just bogus. But on the other side, to me, it's shocking that people would invest so much resources in a process that's effectively not really innovating. It's actually doing a tally of ideas, ranking them based on common sense, and then hopefully landing on the one that's most voted, as if the people in the room had somehow forecasting ability. So it's a process that invites to forecast instead of doing and building. And I am a big proponent of building so that you actually get to understand the problem you're solving, so that you then can become or apply what you've called a sequential process. But the sequential is not so much to design, but to actually reach the next scales.